One Sunday each month, a small group of people gather in a small town that is all too often overlooked. Arcadia, Oklahoma was once a well-traveled town that still lies alongside the most famous road in American history, Route 66.
It feeds my soul, basically. It's, you know, to me, this is like what a lot of people get out of church. This is kind of church to me.
Rick Riley is a regular at the Round Barn Rendezvous. Anyone is invited to join in and play along or just sit and enjoy. The musical jam started as a one-time benefit event and has turned into a monthly gathering of locals and tourists alike. Local musician Joe Baxter hosts the rendezvous each month.
The way this started was somebody had erected, had an easement out here on 66 and erected a big billboard. Without the city or the Arcadia knowing about it, they just come in and put up this big billboard. So we had a benefit to try to raise money to move this billboard, right? And the Arcadia Historical Preservation Society folks express an interest in having music all the time. And so I said, yeah, well, let's do it.
But it's the historical setting of this seemingly routine event that adds something the locals are truly proud of. Resting about a mile down the road from the famous Pops gas station, the Arcadia Round Barn was originally built in 1898 by its original owner, William Oder. The barn was once the most photographed landmark on Route 66, but it fell victim to the times. After years of neglect, the roof eventually collapsed in 1988. Sad to see the barn in such ruin, a group of determined retirees led by Luke Robeson set out to restore the barn to its former glory. In 1992, thanks to the help of donations and plenty of volunteers, the barn was completely restored. Ernest Lee Breger, better known as Butch the Barn Man, has been there ever since.
I've been here in this place 20 years. The barn opened up April 4th of 92.
Butch says that what makes this barn so special, you just have to see for yourself. The design is intricate, with countless wood studs stretching and bending upwards, coming together at one point to create a dome as perfect as any Capitol building. Nobody knows the exact reason why the barn was built round, but a few explanations have been thrown around.
See, the main one is the Shaker people. They came from England. They brought the ideal from 820 A.D. in Switzerland, and they built the barn round for one reason. That way the devil could not corner you.
Since its restoration, the Arcadia Round Barn has played host to countless events. Its unique design and picturesque setting have once again made it a hot spot on Historic 66.
We rent it out for barn dances, weddings, family reunions, and parties. You get two people on one side talking. Person on the other side can hear what you said. You get in the middle floor, it's just like you got a mic in your hand, speaker over your head.
Joe Baxter says the round dome ceiling makes for a very interesting acoustic experience within the barn, and that the barn is truly a unique venue for a musician.
Buckminster Fuller, when he designed the dome, geodesic dome, and started building those as homes, what they found out is there were spots inside those domes where you could talk in a normal voice, like when I'm talking now, and somebody on the other side of the house could hear you just perfectly.
Every month, everyone from traveling bikers to the local families, even an ex-NFL football player, gather together to listen to each other play.
We're very family-oriented, although, you know, there's a party to be had, you know. you know, in the nice weather, the bluegrassers get out there under the trees and pick, you know, it's been pretty nice. It's been a lot of fun.
The town, the barn, the people, the entire scene seems as if it were plucked from the mind of Norman Rockwell. And Rick Riley says there's no better place for this event than the Arcadia Round Barn.
Through the 30s and 40s, there were dances in the top of this barn. There was live music and dancing and social activities took place here. And this kind of brings us full circle back to that.
For Assignment Radio, this is Joey Adams.